This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of fantastic information on the website about Klaus Financial. Also, great opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at Klaus Financial. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Joined in studio this morning by C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing well, Sean.
Great to see you, C.J. How you doing, Malia?
Great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you as well. And always got fun on deck. We're going to be talking about estate planning this week. And, of course, very timely with the new year. Before we get to that, of course, something we've been doing on the program for a while now is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing one this week as well. A chance to win a $25 gift card for Home Depot. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Before we get talking about this week's conversation and this week's topic, let's take a look back at last year's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get both the question and the answer as well. What was last week's?
Last year, man, you confused me.
I know.
Jeez, all the way from last. So the last week's question was, what is the average length of retirement in the United States? Gave you multiple choice. Is it 15 years, 18 years, or 22 years? And a big shout out to our winner last week was Tom of Fitchburg. Congratulations. He got the answer correct with, the average person retires at age 63 and enjoys an 18-year average length of retirement. So congratulations and thanks for listening, everyone.
Great work there. And don't forget, we'll do a fresh, brand new one this week, a new Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and a chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. So we're talking this morning about estate plans. Let's talk about some of the important things you need to know when it comes to estate plans in the new year.
Yes, commonly when we talk about estate planning, people will say, well, I'm not wealthy enough for one of those. Because we hear this word estate, and I have to admit, when I first got into the industry, I heard that word estate, and I thought it just had to do with rich people. I didn't know what they were talking about. But that's not what it is. Estate planning is the very simple notion of saying, hey, if something happens to me where I become incapacitated or die, what happens to my stuff? Now, stuff can include people who are dependent upon you, so minors. What happens to the things that I am responsible for if I can't make my own decisions while I'm still alive? Or if I die, where do those things go? And so, you know, a lot of people just kind of overlook this because they think it doesn't apply to them, but we're here to encourage you that it does. So an interesting fact, actually, about estate planning is that according to a recent Harris poll, 64% of Americans have not made a will. Let me pause and repeat that. According to the Harris poll, 64% of Americans have not made a will. And just to encourage everybody, we're going to be talking in a moment about, does everybody need a will? Because occasionally you'll hear this. And our general response is going to be, yes, everybody needs a basic will and powers of attorney. Now, you may be in this weird circumstance where you don't own any property and all of your assets are beneficiary designation assets, and you're in this like 0.1% of people who don't actually need a will. It doesn't do a lot for them. But that's the rule we're going to, or the exception we're going to avoid talking about today. Mostly speaking, everybody listening to this show needs a basic will and basic powers of attorney. And so, you know, just some reasons that people have cited they haven't gotten this done yet is, number one, I haven't gotten around to it yet. Number two is it would be difficult and expensive. Or number three reason people haven't gotten around to doing a will or powers of attorney is I don't want to think about death. In our experience, at least with the people that we engage, that number three is the most prevalent reason why they haven't done estate planning is, I don't want to think about death, and it's hard for me to determine what to do with my stuff. So let me just pause at this point in the show and say to everybody, a big encouragement to you all. Estate planning is not about perfection. It is about completion. It is not about perfection. It's about completion. Because I promise you, there is no perfect estate plan. Prime example, I just completed my update of my estate plans about 6-8 months ago. I listed my brother as guardian, my brother and his wife and their family as guardian for my children in case my wife and I pass away. Great decision. Love my brother and his wife. They're awesome people. And he announced a few months later that they're moving to Texas.
Oh.
And so it kind of, now a lot of people say, oh, you got to go update that right away. They're still probably the best solution for our kids. I'm not going to run out and change it again, but I'm a financial advisor and my estate plan just a few months after completion is now, you could argue, not perfect. So just remember, it's not about perfection. It's about completion and about at least kind of stating what your goals and objectives are.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. And we're talking about trusts. People say, well, what's the difference between a trust and a will? What do we need to know there?
Yeah, so briefly, we'll talk about this a little later in the show. But again, what you heard me say was we believe everybody needs a basic will and powers of attorney. But a trust, on the other hand, is another version of an estate plan. And so a trust is a type of document that doesn't go through this thing called probate. Probate is a court-ordered process to settle your estate. Some people are afraid of probate because it's a public process. Well, if you want to avoid probate or if you have assets in multiple states, there's a lot of qualifiers, then maybe a trust would be something you should look at. But in your mind's eye, don't get too complicated just yet. A will or a trust, you need one of the two. Just about every American needs them.
And our number, 321-1310, that's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And Bob checks in. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Well, what's the difference between a will and a trust?
Great question, Bob. So we just chatted about this for a moment, but a will is a document that says what you want to have happen to your stuff and your and any minors that are dependent upon you. But a will goes through this process called probate. It is the court-ordered process for the state in which you live or reside, where your residency is, so that state then governs the settlement of whatever your will states. And there's some filing requirements. You have to go file with the court. You have to have your estate open for a period of time for creditors to come lay claim. That would be the will-based estate plan. A trust-based estate plan is what's called a pre-probated document. It basically just means that the trust does not go through probate upon death. The trust avoids probate, and a trust is a private document, whereas a will gets filed at a county courthouse somewhere. You can go read anybody's will that's died. A trust does not. It's private, and a successor trustee can step right up after death and start settling the estate without having to go through the same filing requirements. Yeah, as a matter of fact, most people do. If you have a trust as your core document, they usually have what's called a pour-over will that says, hey, if I forgot to put anything into my trust, it then pours over into the will, and then that will pours it back into the trust. So most people who go with a trust-centered estate plan have a trust with a pour-over will and powers of attorney. Great questions, Bob. And let me just say, we know a lot about this stuff because we have to get educated on it, but we're not your estate planning attorney. So please, please, please do not run out and start doing your own estate planning based on what you hear here today. We are just trying to get you engaged in the process whereby you should eventually talk with an estate planning attorney.
Great question there, Bob. And if you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, you can call as well at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. We'll talk about the importance of updating beneficiaries, what we need to know about that. We'll take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our number here at station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, don't forget as well the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that first appointment. It's complimentary at Kloss Financial. Again, again, their number, 442-5637. Talking this morning about estate planning and left off talking about updating beneficiaries. This is an important thing, isn't it?
It sure is. And again, if our listeners hear nothing else this morning for a call to action, updating your beneficiaries is probably the easiest thing you can do. Most people already have some retirement accounts out there, life insurance, anything that has some money that would go to someone else should you pass away. You're required to fill out usually a name of a living person or perhaps a charity that you want your monies to go to. So we want to focus on this today and have everyone look at their own beneficiaries. What we find out there in the population is that a lot of people have prior spouses or even deceased relatives that are still named as a beneficiary on those retirement accounts at a former employer or in a life insurance policy. And the fact is, generally speaking, Americans will have 10 plus jobs in their lifetime. So that's 10 employers where you possibly have gathered monies, retirement monies, and possibly had even your parents listed as the beneficiary because you weren't married. You moved on, you got married, perhaps you got divorced, maybe you got remarried, and suddenly something happens to you. And I've actually been in this situation where I've had an ex-wife call to find out if her name happened to be still on the policy of her husband who just passed away. So, you know, it's interesting that people will put down names and then they close the door. They don't think about it again. But someone else is still thinking about it when there's a death, trust me. So the other thing people don't realize is that, as CJ was talking about, people do trust. Sometimes they do wills or wills and trust. But one thing is they think if I do that, that in itself will trump whatever I have put on as a beneficiary in those different accounts, whether it be at the bank or retirement accounts. And the fact is this. Usually the last named beneficiary, the most updated beneficiary that's been listed, will trump whatever was put down in a will. So when you name those beneficiaries, you're sitting down with your financial planner or reviewing them on a regular basis, just keep that in mind how important it is to update those regularly. If there's a change in life events, you want to make sure that they are accurate because in the long term, it's important that your money ends up in the right hands. So just please make a note to do this today.
We cannot emphasize this enough. Very commonly, we'll encourage clients or prospects or friends to get their estate plans done. And they'll, in some cases, come back in years later if they're clients of ours and say, good news, you bugged me long enough, you know, I got it done, and so I'm good to go. And I say, well, gosh, I haven't seen you for a year, and I don't think we updated your beneficiaries, so you can't be good to go. And they go, well, it doesn't matter what my beneficiaries say. I've got a will now. And I go, oh, yes, it does matter what your beneficiaries say. And I say, let me see a copy of your estate plan. And they give it to me, and that estate plan has what are called funding instructions that the attorney gave to them that says, you're not done yet. You have to take this beautiful document you paid $2,000 for, and actually, quote unquote, fund it by changing or updating your beneficiaries. And if you don't, by the way, it just probably means you wasted a lot of money for something that has little to no value upon death. And think of it this way. When you get a will or a trust done, and then you also have retirement accounts with beneficiary designations, you actually have two separate estate plans. Let me repeat that. If you have a will and a trust that governs certain assets like your home and checking and savings at the bank, but you also have retirement accounts and life insurance with beneficiary designations, you actually have two separate estate plans, unless you actually retitle the beneficiaries that says, hey, when I die, pay it to my trust. You see that difference? Mm. Now suddenly you're funneling it through your trust or your will, and now you are funding it upon death. So really critical. Again, there's dangers to everything we're saying here. If you try to run off and figure this out on your own, there's tax law. There's what are called see-through provisions of estate plans. You need to work with professionals. But the point is, what Malia's getting at just cannot be emphasized enough. You've got to review those beneficiaries.
A lot of details, a lot of great information this morning in Kloss Money in Motion. Don't forget, as always, you can listen to this week as well as previous podcasts by going to Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter there. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll wrap up our conversation about estate planning, and we'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week as well as take more of your calls next. Next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, your first appointment at Kloss Financial, not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. So as we're talking about estate plans, a lot of people wonder, do I need both a will as well as power of attorney documents? Does this apply to everybody?
Yes, yes, yes. So, there can be these like really obscure samples where people don't really have any dependents. They don't have any assets that would funnel through a will. And so they just don't even need a will. But that's so obscure. We don't want to make that the focus. Almost every single American, if not all, should have a basic will. And furthermore, if you don't have the will, you've really, really, really need the power of attorney. As a matter of fact, if you ever go into the hospital for a procedure, they'll say, where's your healthcare power of attorney? And you go, duh, what are you talking about? And they go, well, we're going to have you sign one of ours. Because here's the way it works. You, here in America, you know, liberty and freedom is our kind of core principles of being an American. And therefore, people don't want to give up liberties and freedom to anybody. And therefore, the law doesn't allow that to occur if you are an adult or deemed as an adult. And so you have to give power of attorney or power of ability to choose for healthcare related decisions or financial decisions to somebody else, because doctors won't strip that liberty from you. So if you can't make decisions, if you come out of a coma or out of a daze from a surgery and say to the doctor, gosh, I can't really see straight, and you're kind of in and out of consciousness, and they need to do more surgery or another procedure or give you some medications that are borderline, they're many times very cautious around doing that. They want somebody else to have the power and authority to make a decision on your or for you. So powers of attorney are just as important, if not more important than the will, because actually incapacity happens way more frequently than death. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that. If you think about through your life, how many times you were incapable of making a decision on your own. Maybe you got into a car accident, you had a surgery. There might be a dozen or two times throughout your life where you need someone to make decisions for you, but you're only going to die once. So at the end of the day, if you do not have a financial POA, which is also known as a durable POA, and a healthcare power of attorney, stop everything you're doing and, well, not literally, but make that one of your big focuses in 2019. You'll be happy you did.
Hey, drive into the car, make a mental note for sure this morning. Let's really quickly then talk about, as we're speaking of kind of mental notes and thinking of stuff, can you do this stuff on your own or do you need to get an attorney for this?
Yes, so you certainly can do it on your own. We're not recommending that. Hear us out on that. We're not recommending that because there's a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration. Working with an estate planning attorney that knows your situation and how things should be structured is really critical. But the fact is this, I know a lot of people like to use legal Zoom and different types of programs like that to do what they can. I would suggest you get something written down. I would suggest you figure out what you want to do with your estate, as CJ has mentioned this morning, and get it written down. And you know, we would prefer you do it through a legal entity so that all the T's are crossed. Very important to do that. As CJ said, you know, incapacitation happens more frequently than we'd like to believe, but death is 100%. Death rate is a positive, and everybody's going to die, so getting these things in order sooner than later is always a good idea, especially when you're doing your retirement planning. So we just hope everyone's listening this morning and putting that on their to-do list for 2019.
Very good information, very good advice, as always. Really quickly, before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, a lot of people probably listening this morning thinking, well, life insurance, is that part of this, or what do we need to know there?
Yeah, common misunderstanding is that life insurance is outside of your estate or your estate plans, and the reason there's confusion on that is because you'll hear people say life insurance is tax-free. That's not a perfectly accurate statement. Life insurance typically is income tax-free, but not estate tax-free if you're subject to estate taxes. Now, if anybody knows about estate taxes, it's $20-some million exemption between a couple. But that doesn't matter. The point here is that life insurance is part of your estate, and therefore you need to look at the beneficiary designations associated with that life insurance, again, to make sure it jives with whatever your will or trust says.
Great information, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also, hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of Americans have not made a will? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Home Depot. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office telephone number here in Madison. No charge for that first appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.